Yes, Ralph, dinner.
Okay, Ma, in just a few minutes.
Hurry up now. Those two boys are forever down in the cellar playing with those wires. Whatever are they doing, Frank?
It's some newfangled fad, Mother. Something called radio.
Radio? What's radio?
Mrs. Atlas had a very good question. At that time, radio was just an infant. But that was soon to change. In a few short years, this innovation would bring the world into people's homes all over America. The story begins in Mrs. Atlas's own basement. Les and Ralph Atlas had a hobby, operating an amateur spark station in the basement of their Lincoln, Illinois home. By 1923, that hobby became a viable broadcasting station. The family produce business was licensed with a power of 200 watts and assigned its now famous call letters.
This is WBBM Radio in Lincoln, Illinois.
The next year, Mr. Atlas sold his produce business, the family and the radio station moved to Rogers Park in Chicago, and WBBM was back in the basement, on the air 3 evenings a week with recorded music.
Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes. Barney.
1925. WBBM Radio got its first real studio at the Broadmoor Hotel. Les Atlas combed the streets of Chicago for live entertainers, literally pulling people off the street and up to the mic. His philosophy worked. Programs were planned. The audience grew. And with this success, Chicago radio had its first sponsors. By the late 1920s, WBBM radio meant live entertainment. Every Saturday night, Paul Whiteman played host to The Nutty Club. Live from the Granada Cafe, the King of the Nuts hosted guests like Helen Morgan, Ted Lewis, and the King's Jesters. 1929, WBBM Radio doubled its power to 10,000 watts and moved its studios to the prestigious Wrigley Building on Michigan Avenue. BBM hit the big time, and people noticed. People like the founder and president of the Columbia Broadcasting System, William Paley. 1931, Mr. Paley made Leslie Atlas an offer he couldn't refuse. 20 years after he took up his hobby, Mr. Atlas sold WBBM Radio to CBS. He stayed on as vice president of CBS in Chicago, still upholding his commitment to live entertainment. Columbia Network shows joined local Chicago programs to make WBBM Radio the world's best broadcast medium.
Hello, London. This is New York calling you. This is Bob Trout calling H.V. Kaltenborn in London. New York calling London. Mr. Kaltenborn, if you can hear us.
For the next 2 decades, the Wrigley Building studios were reeling with drama, comedy shows, music, sound effects, live audiences, and more. Writers, musicians, stars created some of the finest moments in radio history. The WBBM Air Theater had it all.
I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Campbell Soup, bring you Amos and Andy.
Don't get nervous, Andy. That's the main thing, you see.
Oh, Gracie, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Octodoll's own Ma Birkin.
Your Hit Parade, presenting the 12 hit songs of the week. We don't pick them, but we play them.
Flipping Red Allen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everybody. When I go for a walk.
The Romance of Helen Trent is the story of a woman who will not let life pass her by because she is over 35.
I'm sitting on top of the world.
By 1941, WBBM was broadcasting with 50,000 watts of power. And that year, the station received a new frequency, 780 on your radio dial.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live
in infamy.
With that announcement, WBBM programming shifted. Daytime dramas reflected the country's concerns about the war. The public wanted to know what was happening overseas. CBS News was there with some of the greatest journalists of the time. Reporters like Edward R. Murrow.
The 4,000-pound high explosives were bursting below like great sunflowers gone mad.
This is Bob Trout speaking to you from New York, opening Columbia's shortwave transatlantic program to cover the key cities of Europe.
Robert Trout, Eric Severide, Charles Collingwood.
And the beach is lined with men and materials and guns, trucks, vehicles of all kinds.
Howard K. Smith. And people like John Harrington and Fahey Flynn at WBBM in Chicago.
Here is Fahey Flynn.
Hello, everybody. If you've been contented with Mother Nature's offering the past 4 days, you'll think it's great.
1945, the war was finally over. The country began to have fun again, and WBBM joined in with remote broadcasts from ballrooms across the city and more live shows from the Wrigley Building.
The next news broadcast will be heard at 11 o'clock. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago 11.
Hiya, girls! Time to go shopping with the missus in the Dell Farm Supermarket at 3749 Cottage Grove Avenue, where Willard Moseley and
entertainment
Benny
was back. William Paley was determined to make CBS the country's number one radio network. Paley raided the roster of big comedy stars at arch-rival NBC.
Look at that crowd slide down the gangplank. I thought they would never step on them banana peels I was dropping.
Bishop Benny, will you please pay me my money now and don't keep me waiting like always?
Oh, yes, yes, Professor. How thoughtless of me. I'll go into my vault and get your money.
All right, just give me the facts. Oh, you want those things? Yes. It's a little out of my line. Yes, I know.
In the early 50s, CBS became the network of the stars, many of whom would soon be moving over to that new medium, television. Local programming became more important than ever to WBBM. News with Julian Bentley joining the WBBM news desk, and entertainment with a staff of writers, producers, singers, and musicians putting hundreds of original live shows on the air every week. By 1951, WBBM had become Chicago's showmanship station.
The live one. The live one.
Is WBBM.
Live from our WBBM studios in Chicago, it's the Music Wagon. Now here's our wagon master, Mal Belair.
Thank you, Ollie. Hey, good morning, everybody. And we've got hubbies off to work and youngsters off to school.
Yes, it's the luncheon show. This is Josh Brady with Billy Leach and Carol March.
Welcome to the Supper Club. That's Connie Mitchell and Bob Vegas.
Music Till Dawn with Jay Andres became one of Chicago's most popular late-night programs.
And so we begin, you and I, in a flight with music through beautiful fall night. Had a letter from...
And glimmers of a new format began to appear. Howard Miller with his live interview shows.
Well, now let's go over to this world-famous hostelry, the Ambassador Hotel on the Near North Side in the Bohemian section of Chicago.
And Paul Gibson, irritating women all over Chicago with his commentary.
Bank accounts in your name, the house is in your name, the kids are in your name, the car is in your name. I'm going to go out of my mind if I don't get out of your life. I'm
in 1956, WBBM and CBS moved again to the old Chicago Arena building on McClurg Court. 3 years later, after 36 years with WBBM, H. Leslie Atlas retired, and WBBM management took up his vision with the same high standards he had set for them. 1965, WBBM took a giant step into a new era with The Talk of Chicago. For the first time ever in Chicago, listeners could call in and talk to the broadcasters they loved or loved to hate. Lee Phillips sparred with Paul Gibson in defense of women. And Jerry Williams shocked listeners with his controversial talk show programs. People were hungry for information, and WBBM delivered. In 1968, WBBM made its boldest move. carrying on the Les Atlas formula for success. To know what the audience wants, even before they do. On May 6th, the station launched 17 and a half hours a day of the Midwest's most comprehensive news coverage. WBBM News Radio 78 was born.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
I just finished a story about an off-Vietnamese attack at Khartoum in Tainan.
35th Quadrennial Convention of the Democratic Party of the United States is now called in session.
Chicago's best writers, producers, and reporters quickly made News Radio 78 a huge success.
Good morning to you. I'm Dale McCarron. The temperature is 4 below. An attorney says Ralph Abernathy probably will not appear this morning at the trial of the Chicago 7.
Here's WBBM Sports Editor Brent Musburger talking with Paul Horning.
Paul, a hockey player, a friend of yours, Jim
Pappin. WBBM's Bob Crawford reports.
Telling newsmen that he used logic and persuasion rather than pressure, Mayor Daley expressed...
John Madigan, WBBM, News Radio 78.
The people and resources of CBS News and the CBS Radio Network have given WBBM its programming edge for 20 years.
I still hope that in a day or two or 3 days, the Marines will have cleared that section...
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood, CBS News. Some Republicans seem to think George Bush could beat Michael Dukakis.
The World Tonight, Friday, April 1st. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
For the past 20 years, as Chicago's all-news station, WBBM has never lacked for the best talent. Whether it's a major news story...
Once again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average suffered its worst setback ever, losing 508.33. from the trading floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange.
The most telling things we have seen here have been the faces of the people coming out of the emergency room, the people with tears in their eyes, the longtime allies of Mayor Washington, the long-time...
Or an everyday event.
That's 11-year-old Matthew Woodfolk from Ray School describing the film of a roller coaster descending, captured on the Omnimax movie screen.
With hurricane force wind gusts on the lakeshore, glass and board up companies did a land office business. And on North Michigan Avenue between Oak and Delaware, scaffolds came loose.
The News Radio 78 staff has always come through with Chicago's most insightful radio news coverage.
In touch with Chicago.
WBBM News Time, 6:05. Good morning, everybody. I'm John Haltman.
And welcome to Thursday, everyone. Top of the morning to you. I'm Felicia Middlebrooks.
Oh, you have a nice day ahead.
They live out WBBM's pledge to be Chicago's best, whether it's ongoing involvement in the community or up-to-the-minute coverage of the world's breaking news. WBBM's commitment to news, in keeping with the rich tradition of CBS, was right in 1968, and it's still right today. 1988. WBBM Radio has come a long way in the past 65 years. But our commitment has not changed. To anticipate the needs of the people we serve and then respond. Only now, we do it even better.
Giving you the world every 30 minutes. Chicago's all-news station. WBBM Chicago.
Mr. Atlas would be proud.